Uriah Smith seeks a deeper experience. Monday, January 5th, Smith came to see Ellen White. They had an earnest talk. She could see that he had a very different spirit from what he had manifested through the past 2 years. She wrote to Washburn. He was not hard and unimpressible. He felt the words I spoke to him, laying before him faithfully the course he had taken, and the harm he had done through this position. He said he wanted to come into harmony with the testimonies of the Spirit of God. The next day he called again and asked if she would meet with a select few, for he had something to say. She told him she would. I had conversation with Elder Smith, more favorable than any previous talk. He seems to be desirous to come to the light. He sees that his course has not been right in some things, and this I knew he must see before he could be closely connected with God. Since the Minneapolis meeting, he has been counteracting my work by his position. The light that God has given me for the church has not been fully received because of his position. His attitude has said more than words. But after conversing with him freely, and showing him what harm he was doing to those who did not want to believe the message or receive the messenger and the counsel from God, he seemed to see more clearly the position he had occupied. He was determined to make straight paths for his feet, and to take up the stumbling blocks, that the lame may not be turned aside out of the way, but rather be healed of their weakness and inefficiency. To Washburn she told of the Wednesday meeting. Elder Smith read the letter I had sent him, read it to them all, and said he accepted it as from the Lord. He went back to the Minneapolis meeting and made a confession of the spirit he had occupied, casting on me very heavy burdens. Brother Rupert confessed also, and we had a very profitable, excellent meeting. Brother Smith has fallen on the rock, and is broken, and the Lord Jesus will now work with him. He took my hand as he left the room, and said, "If the Lord will forgive me for the sorrow and burdens I have brought upon you, I tell you this will be the last. I will stay up your hands. The testimonies of God shall hold this place in my experience." It is seldom that Elder Smith sheds a tear, but he did weep, and his voice was choked with the tears in it. By interviews and letters the work of confession and reconciliation continued. Ellen White wrote, "Now you see I have reason to be glad and rejoice and praise the Lord." Professor Bell was present. Elder Smith confessed to him the wrong that he had done to him in the school trial in 1882. Oh, how glad I was to see and hear and know that these things that had barred the Spirit of God from coming into our meetings were removed.